we were able to show them. In fact, Mr. Adams had some information on some debt things that the some of the local charters had that showed that their total enrollment has been declining over the last several years. So that's a very positive for us. So that mainly it is what impact that they've had on us. And of course, the new one, we don't have any information at this point to provide because they have not been in our area. But looking at the current ones that are here, what we're seeing in the way of their enrollment trends, that sort of thing, and how we've been able to handle
those. So it's the enrollment, attendance, financial part of it that they're interested in.
Yes, because, I mean, it's different for public schools these days right now because, you know, as they do come in, we are looking at, you know, how we can achieve additional revenue, and that's with the TRE, which we were successful with, and student enrollment. So I'm looking at both of those. They wanted to know how we were preparing for that.
These bonds have coupon rates ranging from 4.125 to 5%. We expect the refunding bonds to be sold at 2.35%. The savings in those interest rates will save the taxpayers over $4.8 million in debt service.
I like to compare it to your home mortgage. Many of us in our home mortgages at times have found interest rates have declined. And so we will go refinance and take advantage of two things, either a lower payment, lowering our interest, or they can also shorten the life of that mortgage. So same concept here as someone who might refinance their home mortgage as interest rates get favorable. We are limited. I think we do have to wait at least normally 10 years once the when we originally issue bonds to refund them because, you know, they these people were investing monies and relying on that interest. So we do have some limitations as to when we can do that. He'll bring some parameters on the 5th, and then we will know our exact savings after once the bids are open. So.